All year long, Tammy Baldwin ran a steady, disciplined campaign, rarely veering from her message, that continued last night right on up through her victory speech.
I am honored and humbled and grateful, and I'm ready to get to work. Ready to stand with President Barack Obama, and ready to fight for Wisconsin's middle class.
But this wasn't just any victory for Wisconsin Democrats, for Baldwin, or for her supporters.
I am well aware that I will have the honor to be Wisconsin's first woman U.S. Senator. And I am well aware that I will be the first openly gay member. But I didn't run to make history. I ran to make a difference.
To win this landmark race, Baldwin had to beat former Governor Tommy Thompson, one of the most successful politicians in Wisconsin history. She did it in comfortable fashion, besting him by roughly 4 percentage points. Baldwin paid tribute to the former four-term governor after handing him his first ever statewide loss.
There can be no doubt that he shares my love and all of our love for Wisconsin.
Baldwin, like President Obama, won counties scattered throughout the state with solid margins in places like Eau Claire, La Crosse, Racine, and Kenosha counties. Those are counties Democrats have historically counted on that had eluded them the past couple years. Thompson last night sounded genuinely surprised as he spoke to reporters about why he lost.
I gave it my all. I mean, I don't think anybody worked as hard as I did. Over the weekend, I put on 1,200 miles in a bus with my family, and yesterday flew all over the state with Scott Walker. I thought sure we were going to win, and I really thought we were going to win easily. I had no doubts in my mind when I woke up this morning that we were going to win the election, and I was really shocked.
It wasn't all bad news for Wisconsin Republicans last night. In the state legislature, Republicans held on to a big majority in the assembly. They also flipped the state Senate from a 17-16 Democratic majority to a likely 18-15 Republican edge. Senate GOP leader Scott Fitzgerald said he was relieved.
That compared to the gridlock that we could have been facing, I'm very relieved that we were able to recapture the majority this evening.
All of Wisconsin's incumbent congressmen won their seats. Democrat Mark Pocan won the only open congressional seat, the one being vacated by Baldwin. For all the talk of how Wisconsin could go either way in this election, some voters at the town of Middleton polling place, southwest of Madison, seemed to have a pretty good idea of how things might turn out. Republican Rhonda Gamble said she was voting for Romney and Thompson out of principle.
I feel it's my responsibility, but I honestly think that it's not going to make that much of a difference as far as what the outcome is, probably unfortunately.
Democratic voter Kay DeMartino had the same hunch and said she was excited to cast her ballot, especially for Tammy Baldwin.
It shows how great the state is. We can have, you know, McCarthy and we can have Tammy Baldwin. That's awesome.
Last night's election also marked another milestone. After 2 long years of election after election in Wisconsin, voters can finally take a break, at least for a few months. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.